same here.
Thank you. Smoke weed every day.
I haven't seen him so late in the afternoon the last few days.
You haven't talked to him at all today?
That's some shit.
Well, I texted him and he answered back. I asked him if he was alive. He said, yeah.
He barely.
He goes, I am now.
So, want to hear about me fucking getting robbed?
Yeah, I've been waiting to see.
Been waiting to fucking hear. Let me paint the scene for you. I get up probably about 6:30. I hop in the shower. Get out. Go to the garage, unlock it, let myself in. Well, of course, I pour my cup of coffee. Then go to the garage, unlock it, let myself in. I roll up a number, and I'm sitting there smoking, and then I see it. I see it's fucking missing. Fucking gone.
Your weed whacker?
I was so
Your weed whacker?
No. My goddamn bag of pistachio nuts. Goddamn squirrels, man.
You made me wait all this motherfucking day long to tell me some squirrels stole your nuts?
Some squirrels stole my motherfucking nuts, man. I really like those goddamn pistachios. I wanted those goddamn pistachios.
Uncle's in the house.
Oh, no,
there he is!
Yes, no.
What is she doing?
Being annoying.
I don't pay her no mind sometimes.
Who's she even talking to?
Suit her better when they're quiet. Just sit there and look pretty, babe.
Did you hear about Venus?
Williams?
No, the planet.
What?
It's a Russian planet. I told you, man. Fucking Russia. Russia's blamed for everything.
I was reading some shit like that. They think it's a Russian
Venus?
Planet.
Venus is a Russian planet because they were there first.
What?
That's what they're saying.
Well, they're going to have Venus.
We're taking Mars?
I don't want none of that shit.
Well, I think for the future of the human race, we need to be a transplanetarian race.
Yeah.
I do believe. Because after a while, the resources on this planet are just going to get used up. Now, granted, we might be talking millions of years, but...
Not like that.
Guess, yeah, but all that shit just restores itself.
How?
It just does.
It just does. I don't know if I...
Like, what was I was watching some dude, I don't know what it
Ooh,
was.
Oh, you smoking new parts?
I'm back on.
He was saying how that fossil fuels will never go away. They sit there, and that's why in California there's places that look like buildings. Tastes good.
So this was a conspiracy theory.
They've been there for years and years and years, and what they are oil pumps. And what they do is they got them all over because they'll start pumping oil, and when they drain it, they'll go to another place. Then 20 years later, they'll go back to that old one, and they're right back to where they started. All that space fill it right back with resources.
I'm not going to say that's wrong, because I don't know.
I wish I could find that. The guy saying how everything, all our resources just come back. Oil, water, shit. When they pump for it.
God damn.
Well, I think maybe with the oil, you know, once a spot has been depleted, it's released the pressure, so maybe after a while,
that's what he
oil
was.
Will seep back in.
He said he don't think it's fossil fuel. He thinks it's just oil in the ground because the fossils are still in there.
Not all of them. But you did. I've often thought that same thing. Like, I don't know. Because what they say is fossil fuels, quote-unquote, I think are breaking down of like all the fauna, all the trees and the plants and all that. Again, just I may be talking on my ass. I don't really know, but that's just what I've heard. Maybe what I thought. I'm not sure.
Maybe.
But you know what really sucks?
What's good, Tom?
Over.
Something's got to be good.
The day.
In fact, goulash was good.
Warm out.
The goulash was good.
Gonna get warmer next week, too, I heard. Mm-hmm. It might hit 80s or some shit, they were saying. Good. So we're gonna have a warm October.
Good.
That's just what I need.
Yeah.
It would be
too. It would be nice.
It's get cold at night.
Goddamn. So what's been going on in your life, Mr. Phil?
Tell the world.
Not the world. Oh, yeah. 12 people. 12 people.
Well, 12 people need to find something else better to do.
Maybe they are doing something better and we're just a background noise in their ears.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I hate having long breaks of silence because they're like, what the fuck are these motherfuckers doing? They don't know what
they're getting high. That's what they're doing.
That's what's right. That's what the fuck they're doing. Smoke weed every day. Hashtag WSWED. Oh, you know what I did want to announce, though? That I'm going to start taking emails and ask me a question, man. I will give you advice on anything. Anything. I'm fucking anything.
God damn it, man. What's this world come to?
Good advice or terrible?
It's advice. And then you... I don't know. I guess
the way you're buying it.
That's the fucking least.
What's the best bourbon out there?
I've heard a lot of good stuff about Turkey Hill. But there are other...
Turkey Hill?
Yeah. Yeah.
Turkey Hill.
It, what would you say, bourbon?
Yeah, what the fuck's Turkey Hill? I never heard of Turkey Hill.
It's
You can't see it on TV.
Turkey Hill? Or Wild Turkey?
I'm sorry, you're right, it was Wild Turkey Hill. I was on a Turkey Hill when he was talking about Wild Turkey.
Okay. What the fuck was it?
And then there's also Jameson's a whiskey, isn't it?
It's Irish whiskey.
Yeah, I like Jameson. Jameson's decent. But honestly, I haven't had Jameson since I got kicked out of third base back in the day. Way back in the day.
Yeah, I like that Larceny.
The barrel proof's really good.
Just kidding.
Regular Larceny's good too, though. That barrel proof is fucking phenomenal.
Grand Larceny's horrid. That's why I hear. I never caught that charge. But I have caught endangering the welfare of a child. Which, of course, was bullshit. We all know how that goes.
Every charge I ever caught, I deserved.
Yeah, you ever listen to that blonde lady, the House Speaker or whatever?
What, the one that's at the...
No, not the House Speaker, but the White House.
Yeah, she's the pretty one.
She's awesome. I love listening to her talk. She just tells them how the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. He's went through a whole bunch of them. Press secretary, White House.
You
had that black, the one like, but they had a guy there too. The one that talked with his hands, Mariucci or something like that. Him. He had about three or four of them now. Yeah, but that blonde man, she's sexy as fuck.
And she just tells it how it is. Like, so, reporter will say something, and she'll be like, nope. It's like this.
This reporter today was asking her.
Yeah, fucking she came out.
Question.
She came out today.
And she opened up the book and told him the way
Recording.
What's up, big guy?
Right here.
You heard?
See a phase four relief bill against the American people. It's why the Chief of Staff and Secretary Mnuchin have been in negotiations.
Unfortunately, they've been in negotiations
with a fundamentally unserious partisan named Speaker Pelosi, who, when we would exceed what she asked for was school funding, let's say, she then would reject the money that was in excess of what she had previously asked for.
More than what she wanted.
Democrats, I think, showed what they were about when they filibustered a bill that would have provided $300 a week to the American people through December 27th. They filibustered that, I believe, last week. So at this point, the onus is really on Speaker Pelosi. We encourage her to
send entitled bitch, man. Fuck that
airline funding or other elements that we could work through the process to get to the American people. It's always been this president's priority.
What you doing over there on the north side?
Wanted to see a phase four relief bill into the American people. Yeah. That's why the Chief of Staff and Secretary Mnuchin.
I was coming down the street. I was like, man, that looked like Big E in that car right there. Get up closer. Hey! See, yep, that was him. That little truck too, man.
When we would exceed what she asked for was school funding, let's say.
Back to Buffalo.
Yeah.
I haven't been to Buffalo in years.
You see this bitch? Rough. On the airplane?
What's she said? Woman tells that he was trying to cry because Mega Man. Why? Because it what?
Why?
Because
he's a Trump supporter.
Oh, that's so stupid. What? Who cares if he is? No,
that's fucked up,
yeah,
man.
It is. That's what I'm saying. Why would she say stuff? That's what I'm saying. Why would she say
stuff? Walmart to me.
Careful.
Average man won't catch
that. Didn't have a mask on. And I'm walking with Sam at Walmart. We're walking. There's a bunch of people in there.
Yeah, I heard they're not making you force the mask shit.
Well, I look over to say something to Sam because she's walking next to me. I see this guy, and I like turn my head and I register in my head. So I look back. He goes, put your mask on, you fucking asshole. I said, excuse me, what? He said, put your mask on, asshole. I said, you don't fucking know me, man. Mm-hmm. You don't have a fucking clue about me. So shut the fuck up. I just kept running. I said, and Sam was like, wow, I did not expect that to fucking happen.
I normally turn to him and say, shame on me. Just shame on me.
Me and Uncle were there today, and we had masks on, but they were just down a little bit. And then some big dude, some real fucking big dude, he's walking, but barely walking. He's like, there's two more guys without a mask. And I'm sitting here like, what are you, Biden lover over there or something? I'm like, 400 pounds, can barely walk, and now you're worried about your fucking health?
Yeah. People aren't too bright, man. It's just how it is.
It's the new normal.
What are you going to do?
But, you know, it's just unexpected. You're minding your business, next thing you know you're getting attacked. Like,
because it's a virtue signal. I'm better than you because I'm wearing a mask. Fuck you. Fuck you, fuck you, man.
Calm down.
I'm sorry. If people think that they're better than somebody else,
show out or something, man.
That's fucked up.
Jesse, I've never heard you raise your voice in my life, man. All of a sudden, you're.
It's that thing in front of him.
It's like peeling a microphone.
Absolutely. Hey, give people what they want, right?
Oh man.
Yeah, I was just shocked. It just kept playing over my head over and over. Fucking asshole, put a mask on you.
But in my defense, Mr. Keith, we've never really held more of a conversation ever. No. More than like...
I could, like, 3-4 minutes and I'm good.
That's what I'm saying. So this is the longest we've ever spent together.
I know. When you're coming, I'm going.
Are we having a bonding moment? Mr. I promise you, I will not hug him.
I don't know, you're hugging me. I don't like to touch me there.
Stop. Don't touch me in there.
Yep.
That is my no-no square.
Get flashbacks from prison, damn it.
I don't know if you're joking or being serious.
Could be one or the other.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. So I don't know if I should laugh or cry. I've never been to prison.
How about the awareness?
I'm going to find out.
I've been to jail, just never been to prison.
That's pretty cool. Oh, is this the ball
back
and back? That's
backwards. Well, I think, consider it a pitch if you just hit it, though?
Yeah, I think you still gotta go backwards. I think, I could be wrong. That was college, right? Could be wrong, but I think you still have to go backward pass. Once it's already
so
passed forward.
This is true. Fisher Price.
No.
Fisher Price releases my first peaceful protest playset with a house you could actually burn down.
You can actually burn down.
Yeah. I had spray painted.
And the Oscar goes to.
That was Junior. That Trump Junior.
Does it bother you, man?
Trump Junior? Oh, not Junior down the street. Trump Junior. I mean, I saw that fucking dog the other day, man. I think it's fucking tiny. I don't even know why he has that shit. That dog shouldn't have been given away yet. What
kind of dog?
Too small.
Pitbull. It's tiny.
Yeah, it's a two.
I guess he said the mother wasn't feeding it or something, so. I'm waiting for Phil to get his dog.
Look,
that's what I'm waiting for, you know.
You can feed it.
Nah, he's getting dog food, man.
I was thinking about getting one of those dogs.
Oh, wow. You should get one, man. What would we name it?
Roll over.
You gotta get a girl, right? No, you don't want to get a girl, right? She should be
females
all over
aggressive.
The house. Unless you get her fixed. And you pay about, what, $2,000, $2,500 for one thing, right?
The ones we've seen, they're at
$35.
I just can't imagine paying that much for something that's only going to live for.
Yeah. They don't live that long. They're like right around the same day as the Great Danes.
And then you gotta get some shots, everything.
That's what happens when you have kids, Tom. Dog would be part of the family. Oh, you end up loving the dog more than you love the kids.
I got a cat. I gotta get that.
Shit, my parents loved all their Great Danes more than they loved me and my sister. I tell you that much.
That dog just looks scary, though.
That's what you want. That motherfucker be sitting right there.
I like to have the money to get two of them, an all black one and an all gray one.
You made them?
Good, but
we can make big money off that.
They have them sitting right by each other like this. The gray one with blue eyes is cool as shit.
What do they call them? Fawns or something like that? All one color. Like a Brendel or a, yeah, I think they call them fawns.
I don't know if it's fucking Usher's fault, man. I was really silent for a while. It was, uncomfortable. For me, and it probably wasn't for anybody else.
So how's Knuckles doing? Haven't seen him lately, would you?
Knuckles.
Little man.
Oh, he's over at
Leonard.
His aunt's.
Leonard, that's his name?
What's his name?
He's at his aunt's until probably Sunday until we decide to go get him.
What's his name?
Leo, isn't it?
Leo.
That's it. It'll be called Leonard. Call him Leonard.
Yeah. Okay. Pretty good luck on that. Dude, that's like a Merle one, man.
Yeah.
Okay, did she come with a dog?
I believe.
Look at that fucking thing.
Yeah,
that fucking thing's beautiful, isn't it?
Wow, it's a big ass dog.
Wow.
Dog
King Corso.
Oh yeah. I love big dogs, but that they just beautiful. They don't live that long.
Mm-hmm. Probably the friendliest dog in the world, too. Mm-hmm. I just like them to get so wide. They get wide. And they get almost as tall as great things. Hey, I put that old bag of roaches in there.
Alright.
Too late!
Too late!
Keep on rolling!
That's even friendly with kids.
Yeah, look at the fucking size of that pretty ass thing, man.
Looks like it won a lion or some shit almost. But the all black one, I seen this video.
We had a dog. I was just a kid. It was like a camouflage.
Yeah.
Oh, man. It was a big ass of a protector.
It's wrong.
Right out of here. He got a shot.
Yeah.
My cousin.
Your cousin shot it? Why?
We're already recording.
He didn't like it.
So he just shot it?
He just shot it.
We're 21 minutes really into it. That's
a big one. She's short, man. Though, but that's just the size of the girth of that dog. Head. Look at the head of that motherfucker.
Want to see
that guy ever since.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fucked up. Whose dog was it? It was your guy's?
Yeah. Hated him ever since.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
When he took over the farm, I said, bye bye.
Yeah.
And the farm just.
What?
Hey, are you lazy, big
fat?
Mama needs in the kitchen? Hey.
Wonder how many puppies they have, hey. Man.
Leave him alone, Victoria.
It's a house life dream you'd be.
A sharp looking dog, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
Anything traumatic happen?
Cute puppy. Just looks.
I'm just trying to fill some space, brother. I'm trying to get you involved.
I just want to know if the girls come with a dog.
See, black and blue one?
Maybe if you paid extra.
Or a black and gray one with blue eyes.
You heard, Mr. G?
Yeah, I heard you.
I'm not paying no extra.
If you're paying $3,500 already, man.
Well, if...
You should get her for a couple of weeks for free. And then send her home.
I'm going to say there's no gratuity. That's something you have to pay for. So you might have to pay a little bit extra for that.
You're just trying right now, man. You're just grasping. God damn. What do you say, Dave?
So $3,500, she come potty train.
I hope she is. Some people like that shit, though. You know? They love them squirters. Faucet time! Motherfucker. Oh, man.
What up, man? How's your girl doing?
She's doing still rough.
Yeah.
What happened to her? You jacked up?
She had a major back surgery.
Healing process sucks.
Got her on bed rest?
Yeah, I'm pretty much doing everything for whatever, you know. Coming
back to the hey, it's worth it if it takes that fucking pain away.
Down the road, she'll be better, hopefully.
You haven't really had no problem since yours, right? It's just sore here and there.
It is sore. Well, there'll be times where it's like I can feel it. Like, yeah. I just start taking it easy. But then, like so before, far, like, knock on wood, I hadn't been to the point where I had to just lay down and crawl to where I had to go like before. I remember that one time I had to crawl over to my mom and dad's.
How long did it take you to get there?
For a minute.
Yeah. What's wrong with your fucking phone?
Hmm?
Where was your phone?
I wanted to go see my dad.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Makes sense.
Ever since I've had my inversion table, my back really has been bothering me.
I can't do them things. I get sick.
Did you try doing it with your eyes closed? Because I get sick, my eyes are open, I get nauseous.
Yeah, just all that blood rushing to my head.
Hey, Dennis. Somebody told me to give you a message. Loose lips sink cruises. I don't know what that means, but loose lips will sink a cruise. Like they said you would know.
Any ideas? Sorry.
Who was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
You told me not to tell him, but they said he would know.
So. I can always play the kids. I'm sorry.
Does it make any sense? It didn't make any sense to me.
I know that loose lips sink ships. I know that.
No, what loose lips sink cruise.
Sink cruise? Like, yeah. Chevy cruise?
Something like that. Maybe that's what I thought he was talking about.
It's not Wednesday.
No hump day yet?
It's not Wednesday, Jesse.
I don't know what that means.
It's fucked up. Mm-hmm. You said you were going to do this little podcast.
You said I wasn't supposed to tell you. You said you would know who it was, though.
Wednesdays, and today is Tuesday, so...
Well, when did I say that? If I said that last week, we tried it.
Robert America. Every Wednesday.
But I was here Wednesday, remember? And everything got fucked up. So then I'm like, well, let's go back to Tuesday. And then I'll...
How did everything get fucked up?
Because everybody's busy. Nobody had the time.
Unacceptable.
I understand.
We didn't get our notification.
I understand.
Aren't we supposed to get a 24-hour notice?
I understand. I totally understand.
Uh-oh. Here comes the big bad wolf. Woof, woof.
Shut up.
You talking to Dennis that way?
No, I'm not.
Oh, come on.
She said shut up.
Yeah, yeah. That's her being nice towards me. It's a lot worse.
It's a lot of love.
Come on, man,
you
can't do that to me.
What? They said you would know who it was.
I would know once you tell me who said it, because I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, then you're going to know who said it, because I told you who said it. They said that you would know who said it once I said it to you.
Maybe give me.
You trying to think about it, too?
Yeah.
Who the last one you're screwed in a... Cruise.
Nobody.
Annette? I saw her this morning.
No, I'm saying is Annette was the person, not that you slept with her.
I've hung out with her, but I haven't.
That's what Fosco? I'm saying.
Did you screw her in that? No. Well, only in her car.
Like, I
got
into it with a man a little bit.
With who? Bosco's man! Yeah. Man, that one took like a dab. Yeah, that's what takes good.
Over a stupid ass post.
Yeah. Is he gonna sink your cruise?
Shit, I'll go wreck his shop. Fuck him.
He has a shop?
I thought he plays video games all day long.
I fucking hate people who make big deal of shit on Facebook, man. It's a fucking pretend world. Like,
how many Facebook friends you got?
I don't even know.
You don't keep track?
I got 10,000.
Well, I have followers on my gesture page, but that's my business that I'm running. I have 796 followers on that.
On your name?
No.
No, say how many on your name?
I have no idea.
Doesn't it tell you when you're on there?
Probably if I looked, but I have no idea. I don't pay attention. Because it's a pretend world.
I was asking.
People don't portray their real
selves. I don't know anything about Facebook, man.
I'm more of a
MacBook guy.
People don't portray their real selves on Facebook. Online, period. So it's a fake world. Because everybody's bigger than what they really are.
Oh.
Keyboard warriors.
Absolutely.
I like that. Keyboard warriors.
Tough guy sitting on the other end eating fucking a cereal in his mommy's
basement jerking off in his closet with the door closed.
One of these days, someone's going to show up at one of them guys' houses, knock on the door, and just fucking knock him right in the mouth. Mm-hmm. Because, like that Aaron Lynn, he goes wild on that. When I used to have Facebook, he'd run his mouth. Uncle met him.
He was talking shit about all those motorcycles and shit driving by his house. And what did they do?
Well, I was going to buy that, but you got your hands on it, so I'll let you have it.
Oh, right up in front of his house.
Yeah, I'll let you have it. Motherfucker, I got my hands on it.
Sorry, my hands on it.
People flying by, almost hit my kid. I don't call him either. He's one of those people on the police.
He didn't buy it either.
He'll call his fucking meter, man.
He was out there fucking looking for something.
That little flatbed?
Yeah.
It's crazy as I've seen.
Down there.
Little ass town with the three-wheeler in the back? Out of Ohio,
just. That's a Ford Ranger.
Ranger Danger.
Was that a Ranger? Oh, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll get the VIN number, Jess.
I can't see that far.
Can't see it far.
Yeah, and the VIN number, what?
Yeah, get the VIN number.
From here? Absolutely. Oh.
Just go pop the hood.
I'll just open the door, the driver's side door. There should be a plate right there. So.
Right on the windshield. Right down the bottom windshield.
Okay, yeah.
I don't know.
That's where
they are? I used to just take the car and just lock it, drop it off. I get close to where I was going.
Four wheel.
Jump out.
Hey,
ask Kian to give me a beer, too. Please.
Give me the beer, too.
Please. I'll tell you, don't shake. Tell her, don't shake. Everyone's just shaking. Mm-hmm. I know how that goes. I like when kids are old enough to get beers.
The odds of that being a fucking...
From Ohio?
Yeah, man. I'm telling you, dude. I just seen it, like...
Dude, it's so possible.
People don't participate in traditional trick-or-treating.
Well, fuck them.
At what?
CDC recommends that,
Yeah, but
On Halloween night, me and,
Bye, shut the door.
But the governor said you're allowed to, right? So it's up, it's just up to... Up to your whatever your county's doing.
Can I ask you a question? Do you feel that you should be allowed to go trick or treating?
Allowed to do this? Home of the free, land of the brave, right? You should be able to do whatever the fuck you want.
Because of the brave, absolutely.
Okay, well you should be able to do it if you want to.
Fuck yeah.
And if people don't want to hand out candy, don't turn your light on.
Absolutely. Just like I don't think the government should be able to tell you to shut down your fucking business or not. I mean, this whole fucking thing was just a fucking power grab.
I don't know if it was a power grab. It was real.
Oh, it was real, absolutely. But they made it worse. They made it sound worse than what it really is.
They said that, someone said there was a fact that Obama and Bill Gates patented this virus and sent it to China to get weaponized.
Really? If it's a fact, tell them to produce the document.
Well, that's what...
Yeah. If you're out there saying you know for a fact you've seen it, right, show your evidence.
I'll let you hear it from the guy.
Okay, no, not purple. Too much blue. That was purple.
Babe, look at the shirt.
I knew that Democrat.
Boy, but though, what's the odds of that one, though? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, thank you.
You know?
Hold on.
What's the blue one? Okay. Wuhan, China.
Tells it all. Right,
it kind of
looks like that one over there, but it's not.
It's a fact that Bill Gates and Barack Obama sent money to Wuhan, China to manufacture that fucking virus. The thing is, you're not supposed to weaponize viruses or create them. But there was a patent out for it that these guys took out for it a long time ago. Then they shipped this virus out to Wuhan, China, where they weaponized the shit. The and now we know it's not just the Chinese virus, it's the Bill Gates Barack Obama Chinese virus. It's the deep state economy killing crisis. They set out to destroy this economy and they killed thousands of Americans and hundreds of thousands of people.
How do you know that for a fact? You can sit there and show it.
We need to go and look into what Barack Obama did with this company and this
He's
virus.
For something
fuck how much money you got. Fuck what office you have. Let's see people go to jail for what they did. Oh, buddy.
Well, show it. You know, if you know for a fact, you gotta. You can't say you know something for a fact. You can't back it up. You know what I mean? You can't say, oh, this motherfucker told on me. And the motherfucker say, well, let me see. Show me the paperwork. You can't. I was like, you guys got my fucking key thing again? That's what I was just thinking.
I remember hearing about
that. I mean, you can't. That shit wasn't funny, Jesse.
I'm sure it wasn't funny, but it is funny now.
Yeah. Not when you're in your house all fucking high up, man.
I'm sure it wasn't
like,
funny.
Oh, what the fuck?
But like I said, it's funny now.
That dude kind of look like that Slater.
Oh, that is Ed Slater.
He's a cool guy, dude. I like him.
Slaughter or Slater? They're thinking of Slaughter.
Miss Sam, I hate to be a jerk.
Well, there's some black slaughters running around. So, I don't know. Ed, how is Ed?
Please.
Yeah, there's I know older ones. They're from here, and there's some from Dunker too.
Last time I saw them, both were ugly.
Real dark,
yeah.
Like purple.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Slaughter. I don't think it's Slaughter.
Oh, alright, I was
crossing. Fucking people, leave the fuck alone.
When he punched fucking Justin Maine in the face, knocked out his two teeth. They're both out.
Bullfrog's got some history.
Harry ran out of it. Yeah.
What's that?
Like a fucking
tree. Do I feel like chopping some trees? I can chop some tree.
Stay strapped or get clapped.
I'm gonna have to
bang,
start
bang.
Bring George my Washington. Grinder.
Huh?
That's what he said.
Stay strapped or get clapped? No, he yes, did he not. Did. Shut up.
Look, it says it right on the motherfucking shirt.
Yeah, okay.
Stay clapped, or stay strapped, or get clapped. George Washington.
Probably. Look on the bottom of it, man. Come on, man. You gotta widen it. He was a beat motherfucker, though. George Washington.
Honey, that fucking house with the wall and the swimming pool, that was nice.
Oh, the brick work there? Mm-hmm. That was nice. I like that color brick. Is that what we're getting here? You said you're getting a pool of your mom's this year.
Yeah. Did you see them skins I sent you for the phones or for the guns?
Fucker skins. Case.
Different way to like instead
scales?
Of painting it. No. It's like a skin. They call it a skin. It's like a material that you could set on your phone and like. You know how you do with
tip?
Oh,
okay.
And you spread it out like she did on the fucking table in there.
Okay.
That's like a skin.
You put it on your phone or you put it on a gun?
You can put them handles so you can put them on all that shit.
Oh, he's going through it though. He's hurt, man. Calm down. you suck ass. Mild up. Lager. Got mixed personalities, babe. That wasn't really me.
Oh yeah, watch this one.
Hey, grandma, and hey, that mama. We'll be white now.
You see her throw it
right
now.
Yeah. She said, "Who? What?
We outside now.
Where you at?"
Yeah. Oh man, did you
she
hear
popped up quick.
The little accent?
Yeah, we'll be white now.
I'm gonna go put my shoes on.
That's from 30.
You wanna see something fucked up, Dennis? Oh, you're not wearing them. Look at this.
Dennis got them sneakers?
No.
I believe it. That's why they go to China. $14 and a penny make them shoes. How much you pay for them?
$200 for these ones right here, the Jordan Off-Whites. You're paying $200, and if $220, and if you didn't get them and the raffle and everything, so they're all sold out. Now they're selling for $500, $600, $700. And they cost $15.11.
You don't know.
But you wore them all though, right?
Yeah, damn.
That's what you're supposed to do. That's what you're supposed to do, Jordan.
What? The half size bigger than my blue ones? We're going for $1,200.
You need to start selling your collection.
Let's wait for next year.
Is that always wait for the new collection to come out?
No, the Zions.
What, you got Zions? Yeah. You got some Zions?
Yeah. Yeah, I bought a pair of the first ones that came out.
You gonna sell him next year?
No, I'm gonna wait and hopefully he's the next big thing. So when he retires or gets in a plane crash or something, fuck, it'll be worth a lot of money.
I say retire, man. You gotta wait a long time for that.
That's alright.
Yeah.
It'll be worth a lot, man.
Why? He gonna fucking break his knee next year or some
Jordan,
shit.
So I know Jordan's gonna go to
yeah, but he's not Jordan, though.
Original Kobe.
But he's not Jordan. He's not Kobe.
Well, LeBron.
The bronze don't even sell out. I love it. I fucking
what's
love
his
it.
Originals go for?
I don't know. Who, LeBron? I have no idea. I don't ever look up.
Them are ugly shoes, aren't they?
Anything with LeBron's ugly.
Oh, stop.
What was I just
fucking
looking at?
Chris Paul's are more expensive than his.
I like Chris Paul. He's a what dirty player, that motherfucker, right? He be chopping chop dudes and nuts instead of what? Like, motherfucker, I'll kick your little ass.
LeBron's?
No, before that.
Kobe's?
Jordan's?
Zion's.
No, Zion's. You already forgot his name already.
See how good your shoes are?
It's biblical, baby. It's biblical. That's what the motherfuckers used to keep saying. Wait, shut the fuck up.
I bought them for $195. And right now, if you want them, the size I have, the lowest price is $419.
Sell it.
Alrighty.
What do they look like?
Okay. Yeah, but what's the price going to be next year?
Not a bad looking shoe, though.
They won't show you the whole thing, though.
From the size, they're not
he's
bad
on
looking,
pace.
Though.
I mean, his rookie year, he scored more than...
No.
He was hurt half the year, and he scored more than these guys did in their rookie years. But they weren't coming out and starting right away. LeBron did, though.
Yeah, he
didn't
score more than
LeBron
did. LeBron
didn't start.
What?
Cool.
LeBron?
Zion scored more points this year than LeBron did.
Is it really?
LeBron's first
and he was
year.
Hurt all year.
I thought LeBron's first year. He averaged
20 something points.
So do you know why these people are so well known in the NBA?
He was only like 17 or 18 years old. Yeah, I'm pretty sure for that first year he came off the bench.
Yeah, but do you know why these
first
guys...
couple games? I'm sure he was a starter before the
Kobe
year was over.
He wasn't a starter. He was. I don't even think he. You know.
What, Kobe?
Not his first year.
Well, he wasn't a starter,
well,
but
he skipped college too.
He was a. He was playing. He was. Before Zion. What's that?
I think Zion might have doubled up. High school.
No, Zion didn't. Fuck, man, he shouldn't have been playing for Duke anyways, man. No, I didn't say he's retired, but now he said something, man. He looked funny, man. He looked funny, that guy. I'm gonna say that to his face, but fuck. I wish we would have got his ass. It really would have been biblical, though.
Space Jam reminds me of a fucking guy at Space Jam.
Oh, you making fun of your man, come on. The Duke of the, what are they, South? What do they call them?
Duke of
the Pelicans. Only got like three or four Duke players down there.
Oh, yeah. We got Freddie Jackson. Then you got
Reddick.
Zion. Ingram.
Ingram.
Okafor.
Okafor's down there, too.
And you got, there's... Trajan Langdon's the fucking, like, head guy who sees everything for them.
Okay.
Operations or whatever.
Scout or whatever.
And they got, I want to say one more Duke player, and I can't think of No, I think that's it.
No. Remember Okafor, he was a monster when he was in college, man. And he just never did any shit in the NBA.
Well, he...
Did he get hurt or something?
Double-double? Yeah. But Philly never gave him time to play because... They weren't winning with him. His defense sucks. He's not a defender.
Yeah, he was a monster in college.
But he had a lot of good five people with him.
Is what you call coming out this year from Duke, right? The center there, Bagley. What was the center's name?
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, he's gone.
Was it Bagley?
No, Bagley went like years ago.
Oh. Starts with a B though.
Loser?
No.
Bob Ryan?
Sasson?
No. Talking about the center dude.
Yeah.
Barrett?
No.
I got brain fart.
It's your team. Brain fart.
I know I got a brain fart.
Why did you shit it out?
Brain fart?
Bagley the third.
Yeah.
You sure?
He's in the pros already. He's the one who graduated early, leaving her early. He was before Zion and them.
No, it's somebody else.
That was Bagley and they had fucking...
Wait, what are you trying to figure out?
Who their center was last year, Duke.
Last year?
Yeah. It was something the third or the second.
Casey?
No, it was Bagley.
Stanley?
No, that was the point guard there, man.
No, he was their center. He was the... Sixth overall pick coming in.
No, that's not his name. No.
Cassius Stanley.
No, it wasn't his name. I'm willing to bet.
He's
I want to take this moment to mention that y'all should get your smoking accessories from 42 Degrees and Sunny.
Where's that at?
That's in Lakewood. 50 Chautauqua Avenue.
Where the fuck is Lakewood?
Where's Lakewood? Lakewood, New York.
Where's that?
The fuck is that? Shit.
It's about, I'm going to say, less than 10 minutes outside of a Jamestown.
Where is it at, you said?
50 Chautauqua Avenue.
Oh, they're trying to copy me.
Yeah, 51. Calm down.
Oh, I'm 57.
I don't want to see your real address. God damn.
Oh, I don't give a shit about that.
But, no. Because they have this one, product there called Peace Water. If you guys have bongs, or it keeps it off.
It was, I'm right, ain't I?
Oh, you see our freshman.
I don't want to. Who was his dad last year?
Holy shit, we got that.
You took one from us.
team for us, really long.
Wasn't Wardlow Moore.
No.
It was Cassius Stanley.
No, it wasn't.
It was fucking Russia, man.
China.
No, they're the old
Vern and Kerry.
It's gonna be China again for another 20 years, because we're always at war with.
Well, it's Power Four. It was one of the big guys.
Yeah, that was him. Kerry.
No.
Yeah, like
Biden and Wednesday.
Had the dreads.
Show him a picture of him. So, if you're on it.
What is it? Oh, Vernon Carey?
Yeah.
Yeah, Junior. Yeah, that's him right there.
He was our best player.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Carey.
Stanley was our second.
6'10".
What do you go?
A 6'10" with the fro or without the fro?
Carey.
We haven't drafted yet.
Because that
is... Well, he's going, all right?
He's
going like 19.
No, I'm saying he's end of the draft, though. Get that motherfucker out of there.
Is he really 6'10", or is that 6'10" with that little fro he's got going on?
No, he's every bit of 6'10".
See, we might be getting
That's
rid
a big
of,
dude.
I think we might be getting rid of Levine, and fuck, Kobe White's our full starting point guard now. He had a good year last year.
Yeah?
Yeah. Real good year. NBA.
I just need to get in here.
Did you go get a nice cap? Are you going to?
Your guy, they're saying this.
Will you get me a drink if you
might
do?
Might be top 10.
I don't know.
Might be 10 or under.
Oh.
What, Coy Anthony?
Yeah.
If you can do.
I think you should come back one year.
Did you get that off the floor?
What do y'all think about Mike Tyson coming back?
I think he's going to knock that motherfucker out, and I like Roy Jones. Man.
I like Roy Jones. I'm just
Roy Jones
is
one of my favorite fighters.
Because he's so quick.
You know what, though?
And he's got that kill attitude. He gets that.
Dominant team.
Did you get that off the floor?
Scoop all those
Did he pick
up?
That up?
I don't.
Yeah.
Would you go play G League or go to college?
I go to college. You know, I get paid
but
for
I'd
it.
I always
wanted
to play
college. But you'd always want to play
Yeah, but I was still, you're going to get more recognition in college. And then you're going to get. Your stock's going to be. Well, maybe your stock won't be higher. Because you're going to get recognition from the NBA to the G League.
I think you go from high school to G League, you're going to be way out of shape.
Oh, they'll get you into shape.
Oh, I know.
Don't worry. They'll
you
get you into shape.
Come out of college.
Yeah, but what if it's G League?
College,
do they have fans going to it and shit?
Yeah. Well, you get paid.
It's like Erie has one. Erie's got a G League team. You're used
Is
to
Is that what fucking
it's
Mayfield
like,
was in?
It's like the... What they call that for, like this... Scout team or whatever for like
AAA?
A football player, like AAA. That's like the
like
you can,
Famers, right?
Yeah, but you can't call them up. But you're playing for that organization.
Doesn't Jamestown have one? I thought they had
they
one.
They used
as well.
To.
They don't.
Oh,
but you still
got to
get drafted
Baseball, football. I mean,
football. The yeah. Chiefs? No, they don't have them no more.
I thought they were like the Warriors. No.
Dick Rochester might have a team too. Right?
No, it was the Chiefs.
Yeah, Dick Rochester.
Maybe it was,
have
maybe
a
was
team.
Rochester.
My friend used to play on them.
Okay.
For the Chiefs.
I don't remember having a local football
team. Jamestown Chiefs. Semi-pro. Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, back then, I was probably...
We got,
was on the farm.
We got the Jamestown Jackals for basketball.
Yeah.
G League teams.
Yeah,
we have the Howitz hockey team.
I thought we'd get rid of that because they...
Because the owner?
No, they messed up that moose or whatever they were staying there.
Oh, I don't know. I didn't hear anything about that.
What I don't
used to talk a lot to
some
no.
of these NBA teams got a G League team too.
The Jammers is not
about,
even
city.
Affiliated yeah. with a pro team no more.
I guess
they're not independent.
Of,
like people right out of college, they could play and they don't lose their, or they could play and they don't lose their eligibility to college or some shit like that, something like that. Yeah, independent league, I think it's called, but. This is what they called it, the Skunk Tarps.
Tarp Skunks.
Erie Bayhawks.
Yeah.
Jamestown Tarp Skunks.
Ralphie plays for one of the fucking G Leagues there. He played out there for, and Might have been Rochester or down that way.
All right, I guess this is time to turn. I'm guessing we should end this. So, let me hit this. Thanks for stopping by. Smoke weed every day and make shit happen.